You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
You're next to, you're going to do one, then I'll do blah, blah, blah. You have some of the best options because I don't like a lot of the deeper RB, especially when you're trying to jump territories. I aggressively am mad how much I like your second option. This would have been the guy that I
would have
picked.
That's funny.
And your other one.
I thought your second guy there was not going to stay in that section, so I didn't pick him. So I'm going to go with Tyler Allgeier as my surprise RB2 here against Arizona. We saw Bijan fumble last week. He went into Arthur Smith's doghouse, and every single carry, I believe, after that was Tyler Allgeier, most of them.
And you and I have also talked
it's
about
also a closer.
How freaking much they love him. Like, Arthur gets a big old blank when you get into the third and fourth quarter for Allgeier.
Yeah.
It is,
he really does.
All about
Tyler it's all about Allgeier. And look, this is a guy they're using by the goal line more often as well. And the Cardinals defense is bad. So I think if the Falcons are up, I think you can see a lot of running from both the backs in this game. And I think Tyler Allgeier is more likely to score a touchdown. Just the way they've been using these guys. I think Bijan is a much better running back than Tyler Allgeier, but the way that they've been using them, they're about 50-50. Allgeier's more likely to score. And if they're up, he's going to be their closer. He's their bowling ball. So I think he's going to have a pretty good week this week.
I kind of agree. I think he might be a sneaky DFS guy if you're dealing. I mean, yeah. There's some just rough teams that are on Biden. Maybe not so much in the running back department now that I think about it. But, you know, if you're looking for that extra help, this is a really good matchup. I would have picked him. I really like this one. I don't
Swift,
love
Checo and Mostert all on bye. So,
okay. Yeah. So there's a couple, I went with Alexander Mattison. This is a tougher defense. I've already picked Josh Dobbs. So you could kind of look at it that way. New Orleans though is giving up the fifth most rushing yards to running backs over the last month. And you obviously know Cam Akers is gone. Now Ty Chandler is going to get involved. I just don't believe that Ty Chandler is going to jump into a spot that takes the Cam Akers carries. I think he will take part of those, and I think the other portions are going to go back to Madison. So if Dobbs is moving the ball successfully, against the Saints. The Saints have been more susceptible on the ground, and we have seen some spots where Madison has gotten it done earlier in the year. Madison, to what you said, he didn't jump up. Like, the rank, everyone's kind of timid about him and afraid, rightfully so. But this is one of those spots where it's like the scary was taken away. So this is going to be, do you believe that the Vikings are going to be able to massively pass the ball? I don't think it's going to be aggressive in one way. I think it is going to be a balanced offense.
Madison's against what is a pretty good ball a lot.
Yeah. And so, I think it's a balanced offense against a good defense, and you can run on this team. So that's why
you're getting more opportunities too with Madison, which is why I did not think he was going to stay in that RB3 territory. What do you say he is right now? ECR is RB.
He's 27. 27. I didn't actually say.
So he's just outside of it. But yeah, I thought he was going to bump up. And once I submit my rankings later today, he probably will. But yeah, I mean, he's going to get so many hacks at it. I think it's a great pick.
Yeah. My sleeper RB for the week, going over to Kareem Hunt, who I think, let me see where the rank on Kareem Hunt is. I don't think he's too far down. No, he's 33. So, I mean, he's still in that territory. But again, we're in a weird spot. I like Kareem Hunt, even though this is a tougher Baltimore team. So I did this. There are 17 teams that have given up, this is over the last month, that have given up 300 or more rushing yards to running backs. So 17 teams, at least 300 yards. No team has given up those yards with less rushing attempts than the Baltimore Ravens. So this is a yard per carry situation with what is going on with the Ravens. Hunt has had double digit carries 4 straight weeks and has had a rushing touchdown in 4 straight weeks. Jerome Ford obviously is dynamic. This Browns team is a disaster, I think. They're going to have to move the ball on the ground. You can do it. I'm a little bit worried just in general, Baltimore is going to hunker down. And that's going to make it tougher. But, you know, we've seen Jerome Ford take early carries, and that actually works. That's pretty beneficial for him, Kareem Hunt. And I don't think they'll be afraid throwing him the ball. He gets volume, and he's barely sitting into a flex territory for running back. So give me Kareem Hunt for the week.
I'm going to go with your number one rated, albeit on, you know, whatever he has, 15 carries. Most elusive running back in the NFL, according to PFF. It's Keaton Mitchell versus Cleveland. And look, this could easily be the week where Mitchell has 3 carries for 5 yards. It would not be super shocking, but he has burst. He has explosiveness, which is something this Ravens offense has been missing with Zay Flowers not getting anything. Rashad Bateman hasn't gotten open down the field. Your big plays are usually, you know, breakaways from Gus Edwards or from Lamar himself, stuff like that. So seeing the way that Mitchell toted the rock, especially against a gas defense, in the fourth quarter, if they do that again with him, I think he could have a big breakaway play. That's what you're looking for, because he's the opposite of Alexander Madison. You're not getting many hacks.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
From Mitchell. You're getting probably 25 touches. From Madison, you're gonna hope for 10 with Mitchell, and I think that he can break a big one here because it's what he's been doing, and especially if they use him in the fourth against a Gas Browns defense that should be on the field a bunch. So Keaton Mitchell, is gonna be my guy here.
Is it Keaton? I mean, you've been doing that for a long time, but I thought it was just Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, I've seen him play at ECU a bunch, but I can't say the sound was on my TV for the ECU game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
When he was playing in college. So I think it's Keaton. I do keep screwing up.
Gotcha. Going to wide receivers. So your sleeper wide receiver one for the week. Where are you going?
Terry McLaurin against Seattle. This Washington offense has proven they need to pass the ball. Sam Howell is playing okay right now. And even if he isn't, he's going to still get the ball to Terry McLaurin, and he was at like wide receiver 17 or whatever. The way better options at wideout this week. So let's go with T-Mac against the Sea Chickens.
So I talked up Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew and what the New England Patriots have given up to quarterbacks, 250 plus receiving yards. They've given up a decent amount of touchdowns. From a cornerback matchup standpoint on PFF, it's near the top. Josh Downs was as well. But I'm going with Michael Pittman because Josh Downs is a little bit banged up, and I'm uncertain of where he's going to be. They also weren't even sending some cornerbacks to Germany right now. This defense is banged up. The over's in play. It's in Germany, which I don't love, but I do love Michael Pittman. And I think Michael Pittman pushes that wide receiver one territory pretty solidly. So I know I picked him a decent amount this year, but he is my pick. If Josh Downs were healthy and really good, I probably would have picked him for my surprise wide receiver two and gone with a different wide receiver because I truly do think Downs just takes away and is a focal target for Gardner Minshew. But because that is in question, Pittman goes one, and I move over to number two. My surprise wide receiver two of the week is Zay Flowers coming off of a horrid game. I think
he hasn't been good for a couple weeks now.
He has not been super great, but the second most yards per catch he has had this season was against the Browns. He got only four targets in that game, but he put up 56 yards. It was around 18.7 yards per catch. He ended up having like an 18.9 a little bit earlier on. If you don't count the bad one last week, Flowers has actually had seven or more targets in three of the last four games. And this is coming off the low target performance where I believe they are going to sling it and they're going to get him involved early. It's a classic play to wide receivers not being involved in offenses when he has been. At least 7 targets in 3 of the last 4 games where you are going to be able to get past those corners. He did it earlier on. I think Zay Flowers is back in play on yards. If I get low props, I'm going to be very much paying attention to him this week. But I'm kind of a sucker for Zay Flowers. But I think this is a good opportunity on a Browns team that I think is worrisome to not be able to stay offensively on the field. And it's going to be a decent amount of Baltimore. And I think Zay is going to break a decent one in this one. So give me Zay Flowers as my surprise wide receiver 2 of the week.
Look, we both might be dumb because I've picked this guy a bunch of times this year. You picked Zay Flowers a bunch of times this year, but why were we excited about Marquise Brown going to the Cardinals, Welsh? What was the thing that made us excited? He was going back with his old teammate at Oklahoma, Kyler Murray, in a pass-heavy offense. The offense has changed, but the connection between Kyler and Marquise Brown is still going to be there. I'm super excited to see what these guys do together. And just to see a competent quarterback with Marquise Brown. Josh Jobs was fine, but they didn't keep him protected. I'm way more excited about him in Minnesota than I was with him in Arizona. Murray is going to move. He's, you know, even coming off the knee injury, it's his game. He's going to move around. Hopefully we get one big hitter playground type of play between these two against the Falcons. And that secondary is a little susceptible. A.J. Terrell not playing up to his best right now. I think your biggest worry in that secondary is Jesse Bates picking something off. So
I'm going to pick this one, by the way.
It's going to be a very strong play this week.
Yeah. This is what I'm fine with McLaurin. Your next guy, I'm not super big on, but I definitely would have picked Marquise Brown. I think Marquise Brown is a insanely great target this week with Kyler Murray back. So I love it.
I'm going to go for my last wide receiver. I'm going to go with Khalil Shakir against the Broncos on Monday Night Football. And look, Diggs is getting Surtain. So that's that. The rest of that Broncos secondary can be picked on a little bit. And we've seen Gabe Davis go through it. We have seen Khalil Shakir go through it with Josh Allen. Like, if Diggs is blanketed, I mean, they're still going to find a way to get him the ball. But this is a pass-first offense, and they're going to pivot off of Diggs and go somewhere else. And I think Shakir is going to be the guy. 80% snaps in his last 2 games. 3 wide receiver sets. He's in there every play now. So a heavy part of this offense. And I think he's going to see a lot of open looks in this Monday Night Football game. So I like Shakir this week.
I have nothing that makes any sense of logic to give you for my pick outside of tiny little words that usually go untreated.
How about this, Welsh? They're coming off the bye. They got to get this guy involved. Have to do it.
Well, that is my logic. I'm going with Marvin Mims this week. Marvin Mims, who destroyed me in my ladder bet. He's proven to be one of the more dynamic players that has been absolutely uninvolved. In the bye week, Sean Payton was interviewed and had talked about how they had his number, his name on a clipboard in front, knowing they need to find ways to get the ball. He then talked out of the other side of his mouth being like, but we do have a lot of other talented guys that have to do that. But his words were, we had to find ways to get the ball in his hands. And I think you're going to see a carry or two. I think you're going to see an end around. How he worded it was not just receiving the ball, but I think they might get him involved. And like I said, anywhere from 1 to 3 carries, maybe a screen pass or two would be another easy way to do it. I think he's going to get targets, and he has done damage when he gets a ball in his hand. So I'm going to go out on a limb that it's not just speak and they actually get him involved. So give me some Marvin Mims for my final one.
And look, right before we go to voicemails here, just looking at the Thursday practice, T. Higgins, no jersey for practice on Thursday. Jamar Chase, jersey. So kind of what I said at the beginning there, Welsh. A little more worried about Higgins because he picked his injury up on Monday after the game. But Chase looks like he might be good to go. If he's practicing on Thursday, I think he's going to be okay for Sunday.
Might look even better for maybe a Tyler Boyd bet in there. So, all right, one more break. When we come back, let's give a finality to the voicemails and say goodbye to voicemails because that's what we're about to do.
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. Hey, here right now.
message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
Yes, the voicemails are going by the wayside, ladies and gentlemen. This is turning into the Jack Boyce segment. If any of our holdovers want to send something, we'll air it, but no more promoting it. It is dead. We are down to three this week, so we can accept a Barrow rapport. Moyes gives some picks. This is Jack Boyce's highlighted segment. That is what this has become. We have got a song that is going to lift me up from Jack Boyce here in a minute. So let's bid adieu and actually let's kick over. This is a very appropriate one. This is, like I said, it's about the time. This is where guests get harder. This is where voicemails stop coming in. We are, you know, getting in something dog days. It's the tapering down to the playoff run and people getting out of it. We have got Bogman's boy, Daddy.
Hello. Daddy is back. And Daddy's got a question for ITL. In this league, we should change the name to In This. Daddy, that's not appropriate. Sorry, guys. Moyes is back. I'm wondering if I should go with the Colts defense or the Patriots defense, because I have Kansas City's defense and they're on bye.
I think we would say Colts. Yeah. We're going to go Colts here. Patriots have been a disaster.
And I want to give my picks this week because last week was a good week for us.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I want to go with the Commanders by half a point, make it 7. And I wanted to ask Bogman, I know this is in a college podcast, but...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
This is Jack's Voices highlighted segment. That is what this has become. We have got a song that is going to lift me up from Jack Voice here in a minute. So let's bid adieu and actually let's kick over. This is a very appropriate one. And this is, like I said, it's about the time. This is where guests get harder. This is where voicemails stop coming in. We are, you know, getting in Sunt the Dog days. It's the tapering down to the playoff run and people getting out of it. We have got Bogman's boy, Daddy.
Hello. Daddy is back. And Daddy's got a question for ITL. In this league, we should change the name to In This. Daddy, that's not appropriate. Sorry, guys. Moise is back. I'm wondering if I should go with the Colts defense or the Patriots defense, because I have Kansas City's defense and they're on bye.
I think we would say Colts. Yeah. We're going to go Colts here. Patriots have been a disaster.
And I want to give my picks this week because last week was a good week for us. I want to go with the Commanders by half a point, make it 7. And I wanted to ask Bogman, I know this is in a college podcast, but why are the bookmakers so disrespectful to Fresno State every week? This week they're +1. I already locked them in. Hopefully it doesn't change. But yeah, why are the line makers so disrespectful of Fresno State? Their line last week was only -2 against Boise.
Yeah, Boggs, why are they so disrespectful?
Because the bookmakers don't care about West Coast teams. The fewer bets on the West Coast, most bets are done on the early games. That is exactly why. He's right. The Bulldogs are 8-1, and they're playing San Jose State. It is on the road, but San Jose State is 4-5. It
feels very trappy.
It does feel trappy. It is a nice conference game here in the Mountain West. So, but yeah, I mean, Fresno State's pretty good. So I don't know. That's a game. I haven't watched enough Fresno State or San Jose State to have a good feel one way or the other. So I'm going to stay away from it.
All right. Not a college podcast, but thank you, Moise. All right. This is from someone we've never even heard of before.
Nice.
I think this might be on a freeway.
You want to cancel the voicemails. We're getting new people right now.
Yeah. Well, last one.
We're not getting the regular people.
It says I-70. It says I. So okay. I feel like this might be a freeway voicemail.
Well, Schwagman, Jimothy here, longtime listener, first-time caller. I want to say thank you guys so much for what you all do. Love the podcast. Look forward to it every single week, whether it's football or baseball. If you're not already on the Patreon, y'all better go ahead and support. Join the army. It is worth it.
Money's on the way, buddy.
I do have a trade idea I want to run by you. I have two tight ends right now trying to trade for a wide receiver. I have Kittle and Taysom Hill. I was thinking to move Hill and probably try to go after either a Hollywood Brown, Deontay Johnson, or Mike Evans. Love to get your thoughts. Again, thank you guys so much for all that you guys do. Let's go.
You're welcome. Did you say Jimothy, too, by the way?
Jimothy, yes.
Jimothy. Right. Here's the problem. I don't think you can get any of those for Taysom. And that's who we said he was trying to trade Taysom to get those receivers.
I think so, too. I would, honestly, I don't mind trading Kittle if you have Taysom. Taysom is involved in the run game. They set him up for Wildcat around the goal line, and he's catching footballs right now. I think Taysom Hill is a top 4 tight end at least, and I would not be shocked to see him outscore Kittle to the end of the season. So I think I'd rather trade Kittle because
that was what I was alluding to. That was what I was alluding to. I think you can upgrade the receiver names off of Kittle. Probably not a ton, though. If you can trade Taysom and get one of those guys, I'm game. I think Deontay and Taysom maybe is a little bit closer. Maybe you're more of a Deontay supporter in that. But I think if you could have a significant upgrade and move Kittle and you can get a better wide receiver than what you named, I'm comfortable going to war with Taysom Hill, like Boggs said. So I think we are both on the same train. Thank you very much, Jimothy. And we appreciate that. Don't make it a last time. Long time, last time. Make it an all time. So listen, I guess I'm not going to turn away people if they send voicemails, but I'm just not promoting it anymore. This is, let's change the name. This is going to be the Jack Boyce variety segment. I don't want to call it the hour because he's not getting an hour. He's usually segments are usually 5 or 10 minutes. This is the Jack Boyce featurette. That's what this is. So you guys can send in your takes during the Jack Boyce featurette because we are now going to throw it to him. Jack is going to make us all feel better. He absolutely puts up top tier number one performance every single week. It's what he does. I say like RB, but he's not a position. He's an entire fantasy team. He's undefeated. And this week we got another. You've got a high Jordan Love away. He says, this is not Beatles pandering because he knows I love some Beatles. They're the ideas that wake me up in the middle of the night. He said, it's a little bit longer than usual, but it's slower tempo. We are not going to complain. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Jack Boyce featurette. Here is Jack Boyce, hide Jordan Love away.
Can't understand, phone in hand, my team's hit a wall. Rodgers is gone, this should be fun, throw in Dobbs the ball. In Green Bay, they all stare, each and every Sunday. I can see other teams' points past me, and I hear Bogman say, hey, you gotta hide Jordan Love away. Hey, you gotta hide Jordan Love away. Why should I even try? I can never win. Christian Watson, A.J. Dillon, what a state we're in. Jaden Reed, don't say to me, Jordan will find a way. Look around, so few touchdowns, let me hear the Welsh say.
What a killer.
I had this realization while we were listening to that. We're going to do a show at the end of the year and maybe it'll be a Patreon exclusive. Though I don't want to hide Jack. I want to
force hide him away,
hang out with us. Hide Jack away. I want to do a review of all the songs and it's like an album listening party of just every song that he's done. Cause Jack has been uber consistent.
We're gonna go in our room. We're gonna shut the door. We're gonna turn the lights off.
We're gonna take those goofballs. We're gonna. Yeah. That's what we'll do. The goofball. We'll do the goofballs and we'll listen. And we gotta hide your love away. I'm all for it. Jack is amazing. The Jack featurette, everybody. Where Jack is featured every single week. We definitely have to go through all of them because I feel like I'm also gonna say the same things I always do. I was like, God, that was one of the most creative ones. But then
they're all great.
Yeah, but that there was something special about that one that I don't know, but maybe it's the Beatles thing that's in me. But yeah, I'm ready for some goofballs and I'm ready to listen to some Jack featurette songs here. Jack Boyce, on the Twitter, Jack Boyce parody songs on the Instagram. There's always a great video that he does, these cool little fun Instagram reel videos. Go and follow him there. Crazy, crazy talented. And we are here to support Jack and anything that we can ever help with, because that boy, pretty talented. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. As always, hopefully we helped you get set here. We got Bet This League back coming up this week. We're ready to bet all the monies. Make sure you go and find us. We got a Twitch channel where we do some of those shows live, twitch.tv/inthisleague, if you want to watch it live. Otherwise, it'll show up on the podcast feed. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. You get notified whenever we're going live, and follow us on Twitter at @isitthewelsh, at @BogmanSports. Normal stuff this weekend. I'm doing some extra stuff on Fantasy Pros during the week, so you can actually catch me and Boggs doing some betting pros. I'm on a few of the fantasy pros football side things. So just stay tuned. You know where to find us. Thank you guys as always. We love you. Glad to be back in full action.
In a world of football podcasts, it sounds like this.
Welcome into our podcast on Suck Talk Radio.
And talk like this.
Wah, 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 wah. Don't draft the running back. Wah, wah.
Because they're not.
So much fun.
Bogman, let's not overreact here.
The In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Featuring Bogman.
Oh, the yummy silence. Oh, it tastes so good, you guys.
All the props go to you. You're amazing.
This is the way of the world.
And the Welsh.
I would give somebody $20 if Antonio Gates goes before you.
There's only two picks.
Playing on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
That's like $4 in American now because of the Brexit.
Coming to your ears.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It's wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! This is the Fantasy Baseball Prospect Podcast, Prospect One. Hello, friends. I'm your host, Chris Welsh, who you can find on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, on Instagram, the same thing. And of course, over at InThisLeague.com, that is the Patreon, the prospect list, the dynasty list, group me rooms, stuff and things, all of that there. You want to support me, you want to support Prospect One, want to be a part of the action? Well, come on down to InThisLeague.com. Got P180Ps coming up later this month, which should be so much fun. Love to have you there. Today on the episode, this is the Players Edition of the Arizona Fall League. Now, if I were a smart man, I would probably take each interview I've done and span it over episodes. But I'm not, and I'm not going to do that. I decided I actually wanted to create this kind of special episode, this edition, that is dedicated to some of the player interviews that I did. Could have done more, but I feel pretty happy with these. This is a collection of interviews that actually kind of have people with them. So you guys may have already heard, so I'm just pre-warning, you may have heard one or two of these on some other outlets. A couple of these you haven't. You're going to hear Eno Saris, you're going to hear Frank Stamfel, and you're going to hear Derek Van Riper. And I was able to get us some prospects for some of those shows. And I just wanted to put that here too, because I'm heavily involved in the interviews. And frankly, I probably would have got them individually as well. And I thought it would just be kind of a fun mixture of all of the stuff that happened over the last week here at First Pitch Arizona and some of the players I talked to. So here's who we're talking to today. First up, we are going to play the James Triantos interview. Frank Stamfel and myself did this on Fantasy Baseball Today. James is probably going to be the MVP of the league. He was a very insightful interview, and I really enjoyed talking with him and getting kind of his insight. And one of the interesting things about doing these where we did with a live audience was kind of the players' reactions, the two players that we had doing that, the players' reactions to the live audience. And James did a really good job, and James is really into it. And this interview was taken in the conference of First Pitch Arizona. This was during one of the live podcasts. You want to hear the entire show. You want to go and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today. There's also the video version of that, which you can check out on the Fantasy Baseball Today YouTube channel. We go from First Pitch Arizona to the dugouts of Scottsdale, where Eno and myself, Eno Saris from The Athletic, we cruised over to interview and grab a couple players. We were able to talk to who I think might be one of probably top three. If we were to look at players pre-AFL to post-AFL, you want to talk about pure breakouts. Just, I don't even want to say like, ooh, the AFL did it, but there was confirmation. People got to kind of hone in on these guys, see what they not only did in season, but here. So if you want to talk about like a couple of the players that walk out of the AFL, I think making the most movement in people's eyes, Victor Scott II will be one of those players. And Eno and I talked to Victor Scott. These were all really fun interviews, and I don't want to like pinpoint. They were all just different in their own way, but I very much enjoyed Victor. These guys were all surprisingly really engaged, but there was just something about talking with Victor which was very comfortable. He was so in tune to the game. He wanted to give us answer. It was a good interview. I don't even know how it'll come across in audio, but vibes were high. Vibes were high in the dugout, and you know, it's easy to walk away from watching him impressed, but after talking with him, you're just like, okay, well, love this guy. You know, that's how that was. Then Eno and myself talk with two-way player from the San Francisco Giants, Reggie Crawford. Reggie is such a fascinating test case across the board because it's like no workload versus whatever production you would look at versus maybe one of the most physically talented players I've ever seen in person. I mean, I shook his hand. I told somebody this. I've only shook one other hand that was as big and intimidating as Reggie Crawford's was, and it was boxer Roberto Duran. Roberto Duran, he was like the Fist of Stone, I think was like the nickname or something like that. And like you could feel that That's how Reggie was. But Reggie's handshake didn't translate over as intimidating to speaking with him. He was an insanely introspective and very easy person to talk to, just very aware of kind of their own surroundings of the game, not being overwhelmed, not being intimidated by the question, just none of it. It was great. You know, again, I'm sitting here, oh, these are all great. You guys know, I've told you when I've done bad interviews, I have personally asked bad questions and I have had bad responses before. I've been pretty vocal about like, these were bad interviews, whether it was me or them. None of these were. These were all really great. It was really cool to go from Victor to Reggie. Then we are going to transport over to Peoria, Arizona. And this was done like the next day. Frank and myself were able to go on field and grab Carson Williams. Carson Williams, Baseball America's top prospect with the Tampa Bay Rays, one of the biggest names that was out here. I remember being told when the AFL rosters were released, like, the biggest name, because it was being bounced off of Baseball America's list, was Carson Williams. And as Carson is going to mention, you know, the AFL production itself has been, you know, a thing. It's definitely been a thing. He has taken every moment of it with strides. He's been one of the youngest players here as well, and he's shown off his tools while he was out here. So that was great. And then, though we are sticking with the team of Peoria, we're going to end back at Baseball HQ's first pitch conference, where I was able to bring in Kyle Manzardo to Rates and Barrels. So this is DVR, Eno, and myself. Again, you can catch the interview fully on theirs, which was a great show leading up to it. We also had after. This is just the interview portion that's a part of this. And this was talking with Kyle Manzardo, Cleveland Guardians Kyle Manzardo, who, you know, I would probably say is maybe the biggest name here. You could argue Carson Williams, of course, being ranked. There's a lot about Chase DeLauder. There's big names here. I don't want to say that there's not. Colson Montgomery won MVP of the Fall Stars game. But, you know, I think as a whole, Kyle Manzardo is probably the most polarizing, you know, at one point in many people's minds, a top 10 pick. He's kind of bounced back, you know, this huge Rays season and then injuries and missed time last year and production was down and then being traded. Like, there's so much to it. He's come out here and been awesome. He's played great. And we got to see him in the Home Run Derby as well. This is like hours before the Home Run Derby went down and Kyle Manzardo joined us. And this is Eno, DVR, and myself. So those are five players we're going to get to talk to. There's Eno, there's DVR, there's Frank, myself. And that is the players edition of what we're going to do today. So I think you guys will enjoy it. I'll try to interweave us through all of these. And I'm not sure there's a whole lot more setup, as I just told you, who we're all talking to. But all great, you know, I say prospects, athletes, men, human beings, you know, these were great guys. They took the time. There were funny interactions in different spaces. Everybody had different vibes and everybody was in it was different settings, which I don't know. I would say as a listener, you tell me, you know, did you hear anything specifically different? Did you get maybe better? It's hard because everyone's going to answer differently, but like, what type of answers did you get in the different settings? Reggie and Victor Scott were in the dugout after BP. We're alone. We're sitting back there, though there are guys like hitting up there. Carson Williams was after the game. The game had just ended. He was ready to walk off. And I'll tell you the funny thing that leads in there when we get to him. And we pulled him back. And the other two guys, they were brought into a room by someone from the AFL with an audience. How weird is that? To talk to guys that, unfortunately, in that instance, we didn't get kind of like a pre-setup. You know, like I got to, and maybe sometimes that's what creates different level of comfort. You get to kind of like pre-talk to Victor and Reggie, and it's maybe a little less assuming. These guys, like, we didn't even get to really like introduce ourselves. It's just like, hey, let's go. You know, so it makes it a little bit different. But that's what I decided to do with this episode. All players, all different takes. You're going to hear some of the same questions because that's sometimes how you do this. You know, these guys aren't here to do some hour, you know, 4-hour Joe Rogan podcast where we're going into life and space and, you know, whatever. Like, these guys are here to maybe answer some questions, talk about the game. And in these type of instances, sometimes it's good to kind of, I actually think it's beneficial when you ask some of the same questions, because then you can bounce answers off of each other. Some guys have more pointed questions. Sometimes it's strikeouts, it's power, developing power, stolen bases, that type of stuff. So I hope you guys enjoy this. And I hope you enjoy the full players edition, my friends. And before we start up here, just a couple shout outs to you guys. Anybody that I met that is a listener of Prospect One, which I met a ton. It was very surprising. I don't want to call it overwhelming because it wasn't that at all, but it was, you're kind of blown away when I'm just like hanging and someone comes up, oh, hey, da da da, or catches me after this or catches me here or there or stops, you know, I'm doing something and someone stopped me or, you know, even the funny ones, the very funny, very, very funny ones are when you're with like, you know, like a group of podcast people and someone stops like that person, you know, when you're with Eno, someone stopping Eno and they might not know you, but I had that happen to me multiple times where like I'm with a group and someone stops me and that was cool. And I very much appreciated. And I mean, there was nothing negative. There was nothing negative about the weekend. Everybody made me feel great. And I'm so happy that people enjoy the shows and I hope to continue doing cool stuff. So thank you to everybody who's out there. First Pitch was pretty great. If you guys have never been to it, I want you guys to come out so we can hang. We can all hang and do cool stuff. And we had people in live audiences and they were insane panels. You know, the only bad thing that went down the whole weekend was Frank and I for Fantasy Baseball Today were like kind of pitted up against Eno and Nick talking about PLV and Stuff Plus. And we're like, oh my God. I mean, if there is one thing we could not be pitted against is that there's a little bit of separation, but I would have loved to have seen that panel. But it was just a lot of great people, good vibes. Got to do a rookie panel, which was a lot of fun, hosted by Chris Blessing. And one of the more fun things I've ever done, that's not really a structured sentence, but I'm going to figure out how to make some type of a little video on it, was the entire group of us, and you probably would have seen some pictures and some Twitter lives, we went out into the outfield of the Home Run Derby, and we just had a blast. We acted like kids. We stayed, I think, pretty much the entire time. We were filming different stuff, being goofy, trying to get baseballs. I have a video where I was in, like, just the tiniest little speck, toothpick away from getting a ball. And I just didn't, there's like mass amount of people and I just didn't like jump and I didn't have a glove. I used my hat and it literally grazes the hat and everybody was so disappointed, me included. I've got that video out there. We did tons of just goofy videos and I'm going to make some little like Home Run Derby short just with a bunch of, you know, great guys from Cross and Clegg and Upper Beck and Stanfill was out there, Ariel Cohen. We had a lot of fun and we played a wiffle ball game, which was a whole lot of fun as well. I made a sick defensive play, a little backhanded, you know, first base and a little whoop behind the back to Ariel Cohen for an out. Was not very good hitting. Nick Pollock was showing off some nasty pitches, which he did on me, of course. But Justin Mason and Danielle put on the wiffle ball game. It was a lot of fun. So it was a great time. Obviously, there was so much chaos that's been going on between the World Series and First Pitch that we could theoretically kind of get lost in the shuffle of making sure we're putting out there. But we also learned
you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
A bunch. Talking with players, and that's what those the conference is about. And I got to speak with some people. I've also got coming up some cool interviews. Eric Cross and Chris Clegg and myself recorded live from a stadium, and we had an interesting thing happen. And Chris Blessing and Matt Thompson and I recorded an impromptu podcast at the conference.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's his
In name? This league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
Then people started showing up too, which was a really funny thing, that because literally we're just in the room alone, and I was like, yeah, let's just, because I didn't get to grab them earlier, let's start recording. And the engineer James, who was awesome, started recording. There was supposed to be a show in there, so people just started coming in, and we're like, reminder, this is not that show, this is an impromptu prospect talk. But that'll be coming up in the coming week. So we've got a few more interviews with some of the dudes. We have got Prospect 180Ps coming up. It should be a blast. That is a big setup for what is a big episode. So before we do, last shout out, my boy Sids Graphs, Dennis Sidler. Tons of people asked about him this weekend. He provided Frank and I some awesome giveaways and a Kyle Manzardo ball and a Corbin Carroll signed photo. We gave that away during the live pod. Just shout out to him, SidsGraphs.com. All the amazing guys. He's got Kevin Alcantara. He has Kyle Manzardo, Corbin Carroll, and a ton more as his clients. Get his stuff today. And I had legit handfuls of people being like, hey, is Dennis here? And I'm like, nope, he's in Chicago right now. But go and check out his stuff, like plenty of people were doing. All right, let's jump into it. I already kind of set the stage. The James Trianto stuff, pretty easy. This is live. This was on Saturday. This is part of Fantasy Baseball Today. We had been talking about a whole bunch of stuff. James comes in. He's like, whoa, check out this audience. And he was a lot of fun. We talk about him as a hitter. We talk about goals. We talk about this season. There's a great moment when we're talking about pitchers that are really tough. So Frank Stanfield, myself, and James Triantos from First Pitch Arizona.